your second program with the BSO is the Brahms Violin Concerto with Vadim Glutzmann, and also Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony. You've recorded Prokofiev's symphonies, including the Fifth, and I guess, you know, I wonder, this must have been music with you for a long time, way back into your childhood. I'm guessing, you can correct me, but I also wonder, since you have worked in France and other Western countries for so long, has your approach or sort of consideration of Prokofiev changed as a result of being away, not being based in Russia for quite a while?
No, I think it's opposite, because what I try, I consider myself as a champion of music of Prokofiev, and I try to bring every time wherever I can, and if orchestras do agree to do that, unusual and not very well-known repertoire of Prokofiev. For example, when I was working in Berlin, we did a whole series of Prokofiev unknown music, because these days sometimes audiences are a little bit, and the orchestras are a little bit careful about programming something out of the box, though everybody knows the composer, everybody knows Prokofiev, but for example, we did Ivan the Terrible, which is a movie, music for the film. We did Lieutenant Kije, we did a Scythian Suite. So the music which really depicts the whole portrait of Prokofiev as a composer. Prokofiev, for me, is a composer who has an incredible ability to speak with music. Sometimes I listen to his melodies and phrases or rhythmical structures or harmonies, and it's like a language. Of course, Mozart is also a language, Brahms is also a language, but it's a language which you have to decipher, you have to understand, find a code. To me, Prokofiev's music speaks like I speak that language, and I don't want to sound I don't want to sound arrogant when I say that, but I find so much pleasure in this music, and that's what I try to convey to the orchestras and to the audience. So, talking about the second program, I mean, it's a complete opposite to the first program, which, when we said simplicity and lightness, and there we are with very heavy Brahms violin concerto, long, powerful, dramatic, romantic, sometimes bordering on being sentimental, and then Prokofiev Symphony No. 5, which requires this huge symphonic orchestral machine to tell us the story. It's not really a symphony. When we talk about symphony, it's not in the way that Tchaikovsky symphony, where the certain theme or leitmotif would go through the movements. Every movement in this Fifth Symphony by Prokofiev has its own story, its own meaning. So we will try to get it out there.
Well, and so to return to what you initially said, all of those qualities have only sort of crystallized even more as you spent time in France and in Germany and in the United States, that Prokofiev, your way of dealing with him is even more solidified, I guess, is the way to put it.
Absolutely, because, you know, Prokofiev is all about colors. It's all about colors, it's all about structure, it's all about landscaping. And being in France, working with fabulous French orchestra, one of the best French orchestras today, Orchestre National de Toulouse, I think I learned so many things about colors in the music, and, you know, it's very important when you are conducting orchestras. People assume that you constantly train orchestras to play, but you also learn a lot. You learn from the orchestras, you learn from their culture, from their, especially when you come to the orchestra with a very rich history, with a very rich tradition. If you're a clever conductor, then you learn from it, you integrate it, and then you build something on top of it. You never try to destroy something the orchestra already had. So you use that as your ammunition to go further. And that's what I did in Toulouse, and that's why the work we did in Toulouse is now paying us with a lovely result, artistic results.
Yeah. And have you worked with Vadim Glutzmann before?
I worked so many times with Vadim. Vadim is one of my favorite, one of my almost preferred violinists. He is somebody who has this modesty, his incredible personality as a human being. He has so much kindness, he has so much passion and love for music, that when he plays violin, you can see that, you can hear all that. And he's so honest with music, and he doesn't do any, you know, unusual sort of very strange stuff. He's just there to make music, to serve the composer, and he has a beautiful sound. My God, you wanna cry when you hear him play some of the passages of this concerto.
Yeah, well, and all those qualities are so good for the Brahms violin concerto, right? Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's a very difficult. It's almost like a symphony concerto, I would say, because the orchestra has its own powerful and strong part in here. It plays, you know, the extremely difficult and very famous oboe solo in second movement. I mean, you ask, the oboists are probably even more nervous on the day of this concert than violinists themselves. So, yeah, so it's not simple. It's not simple. But it's a great partnership of a violin solo and the orchestra.